You thought you was just going to have a dream and a goal, and you were just going to wake up and just walk into the sunset. You're like, dream, boom. It don't work like that. You have a dream, and then life punks you. Life punks you and say, do you really want this? I'm going to give your wife MS. Do you really want this? Five of your aunts going to die of cancer. Do you really want this? You're going to lose friends. Do you really want this? Do you really want this? Cousins going to abandon you. People that you used to be like this with going to think you bougie and don't want to deal with you. It's a part of it, but I paid too much. And so I'm telling y'all, you have come too far to quit now. You have invested too much to quit now. You have lost too much to quit now. Get a reward for your pain. Don't cry about it. Get a reward for it. You have absolutely nothing to do with what happened to you. It's not your fault. But if I come back a week later, you're still on the ground. If I come back a year later, you're still on the ground. That's your fault. If you get knocked down, there's nothing you can do about it. But getting back up has every single thing to do with you. And you will promise me that from this day forward, you will not be defeated. I need you to make up in your mind that the only way you can lose is if you quit. I just need you to keep going. You don't even know how creative you are until you run out of options. Everybody's got a dream. Everybody's got a goal. Everybody wants something in life. But many of you in this room right now, your beast mode is idle. Your beast mode is not turned on. And when you leave this place, I'm telling you, your life is going to go to a whole nother level if you can learn to turn that switch on and keep that switch on. Why do you keep crying? Why me, God? Why did I get MS? Why did I get cancer? Why did my mama die? Why did I get fired? Listen, you got put through that because what that does, that tension produces greatness. Stop running from it and run to it. Lions don't cry. Lions don't give up. Lions don't quit. Lions hunt. That's what we do for a living. We turn tragedy into triumph. This has been a dog fight. But I made up in my mind, I will not go through this pain and not get a reward for it. I will not quit. I will not surrender. I will outlast every trial and every tribulation that comes in my life. And sometimes if you're going to be successful, it's not how smart you are. It's not how strong you are. It's how much you can outlast stuff. If you're ready to quit, don't get started. If you're looking for this easy path, don't get started. If you think they're not going to close the door on you and say no a million times, don't get started. But every time they close the door, I just get excited. Why? Because I am not a no. I'm one yes away. You can't keep telling me no forever. You can't keep denying me forever. This type of energy, this type of passion, you can't stop it. Now listen to me. I don't care what you're going through. If you're not dead, he ain't through with you yet. As long as you're waking up, you're still in the game. As long as you're alive, you can still make it happen. As long as that breath in your nostrils blew, you're still in the game. You still can win. Now get your butt up. Everybody wants to be number one. Everybody wants to be the best. Everybody wants to succeed. Everybody wants to have, to be, and do what they feel they've been called to do. The challenge becomes that most of us, when it's time to do what beasts do, we don't do it. So, E.T., what do you mean? Look, I told you, I wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning. I just woke up recently and it was 2:45. And the average person in me said, E.T., just pull the covers back over here. It's okay. You got 15 minutes. But the phenomenal in me said, E.T., if you go back to sleep for those 15 minutes, there's no guarantee you're going to get up at 3 o'clock. If you go back to sleep right now, you might wake up and it's 4 o'clock. You might wake up and it's 5 o'clock. You might wake up and it's 6 o'clock. All you have is right now.
When you want to become a diamond, your whole attitude change, your whole mindset, your thinking, your relationships, the decisions that you make, how you spend your time, your energy, all of it changes. See, this is something that you can't be in this business. This business has to be in you.
Continue to work, continue that course, believing in the worthy cause, the end state of it all, knowing that the pressures and the problems coming are welcoming. Those are the situations that are going to formulate and mold you into the person you want to be. Accept this. as the reality. Sacrifice this day for the investment in the future of greatness.
You're so close. You're closer than you've ever been before. So I'm telling you, in life, you start running from a class, you start running from a subject that you don't like, it will haunt you for the rest of your natural life. It ain't going nowhere. You got to take that thing out. Like, you got to take the breath out. So some of y'all are afraid of math. Go after it. Go get it. Don't run from it no more. Go get it. You go in there and go get that grade. You go in there and get that information so you can pass that class. You got to go get it. I want you to go in confidence that you've never had before. And every giant in your life, slay him. You go back and slay him. Don't kill him, slay him. I'm tired of people talking about, I want to be successful. I'm tired of people saying, I want to be great. Look, everybody wants to be a beast. And it's time to do what real beasts do. And let me tell you something. That means getting up early and going to bed late. That means you don't go to sleep when you're tired. You go when you're done. So remember, success is never on discount. And greatness ain't never on sale. I challenge you to have more. I challenge you to do more. I challenge you to be more. You got to get this beast mode. You gotta embody beast mode. Everything about you has to say, I ain't playing. If it's to have, I'm gonna get it. And I ain't leaving none of it behind. It's mine. Beast mode.
When you have a dream and you start working toward it and you share that dream that you have with other people, they're not gonna see it like you do. They'll laugh at you. They'll think you're crazy. And sometimes you're gonna think you're crazy too.
Stop telling your visions to other people because they're not going to see it. Why you think you keep imagining opening a business? Why you keep imagining graduating, getting a better job? Why do you keep imagining buying a house? Why do you keep imagining driving a really nice car? Why do you keep imagining getting rich one day? Why do you keep imagining that? Because the universe is talking to you. It's showing you something that it has for you.
The day that you allow the opinions of the outside world to dictate the way you feel about yourself, it is the beginning of the end of you living a blessed and self-loving, secure life. It is not the car that I drive or any of the jewelry that I own or the size of my house that defines my self-worth. I'm hot. I'm hot. I'm hot when you don't think I'm hot. I'm amazing when you don't think I'm amazing. I love me even if you stop loving me. You can say the nastiest, meanest, evilest shit that you could ever conjure up. It will never change the way I feel about myself.
Stand up for your dream. Stand up for what you want in your life. You've got to talk to yourself day in and day out. You've got to say, yes, I can make it. The last chapter to my life has not been written yet. If you judge me now, you'll judge me prematurely. I'm still in the process of transforming my life. I'm still in the process of becoming. Yes, yes.
It's your dream. Nobody's going to see it like you do it. It's your dream. Nobody's going to feel it like you feel it. It's your dream. Nobody's going to be as dedicated to it as you are. It's your dream, and they don't have to understand, and they don't have to like it, and they don't have to do it. It doesn't make a difference. It's your dream, and you, my friend, have been given the task to make it happen, and you can't let anything stop you from doing what you were called to do. I was created to do great things, and I will no longer ask others for their permission.
Easy doesn't pay well.
Choose the hard path, the path of responsibility, hard work, and sacrifice that ultimately leads to freedom.
Too tired, too hungry, too sore, too hot, too cold, too whatever. People ask me what I do when I get those little feelings running around. Well, let me tell you what I don't do. I don't tell everybody. As a matter of fact, I don't even let those words run around inside my own brain housing group. I keep it secure. Lock it down. It doesn't matter how I'm doing. It doesn't matter how I slept last night. It doesn't matter how I feel. It doesn't matter when the last time I ate. It doesn't matter because I'm going to go get some.
Are you going to work out today? Yes or no?
Are you going to win? Yes or no?
Make the binary code decision. Yes or no?
No one's coming to lift the weights for you No one's coming to study for you. No one's coming to put in the hours for you. No one's coming to do all the hard work for you. You have to do it yourself.
You've got to activate the thinker in you. Don't allow your emotions to control you. We are emotional, but you want to begin to discipline your emotion. If you don't discipline and contain your emotions, they will use you.
Prove to yourself today, every day, that you can and will push harder than you wanted to, harder than you felt like pushing, past the point of fatigue and far beyond the point of comfort, to that outer edge. With every ounce of grit and tenacity to where you cross that line, that threshold through the suffering.
Your body and mind will always adjust to more suffering, to more pain. Your mind quits way before your body does. So you have to be willing to go away into that darkness and find more of yourself.
Regardless of what's in front of you, you still must grind. I feel that most things I do, but still I grind. I don't want to do half the shit I do, but still I grind. And that one day, you see me in a dark alley, running at 1 o'clock in the morning, no one thing. I was grinding.
We are the warriors that say, I'm going to make a decision and I'm keeping it. And regardless of how you feel about it, it doesn't matter if the world is crumbling down around you. It doesn't matter what's happening.
Just do the thing every single day, whether you feel like it or not.
Oh, I don't feel so good today. Get your lazy, sick ass up out of bed.
Your only commitment is to the activity, not to the grand scheme, not to the big picture, not to the implications of what it is that you're doing. It's to do the thing. It's what you fucking do every single day that matters more than anything.
Devote yourself to something bigger. Be decisive about what you're gonna do. And then be disciplined about getting it done every single day, whether you feel like it or not.
What's stopping you? Are you too tired? Didn't get enough sleep? Don't have enough energy? Don't have enough time? Is that what's stopping you right now? Don't have enough money? Is that the thing? Or is the thing that's stopping you, you?
Excuses sound best to the person that's making them up. Stop feeling sorry for yourself. Get off the pity potty. Telling everybody your sad and sob stories, trying to get people to show up to your pity potties and your pity parades. If you ever see me in a Rolls Royce, a 6 or 7 star hotel, living my life to the fullest, don't get jealous of me, because I work my ass off to get it. Nobody handed me nothing. Wake your ass up. Awaken the beast inside. It's game on. It's go season. It's time for you to take advantage of the access and the resources that you have in your country and your community. You got a problem with your life. You got a problem with your environment. Do something about it. If you want it, go get it.
Recognize the excuses are not valid. They're conjured up. They're fabricated. They're lies. And how do you stop the lies? You stop the lies with the truth. And the truth is, you have time. You have the skill, you have the knowledge and the support and the willpower and the discipline to get it done.
If you want it, you gotta go get it.
This is your chance. This is your shot. This is your moment. This is your time. This is your place. This is your opportunity.
This is my time. This is my moment. Tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow. Ain't no such thing as tomorrow. We only got today. It's your dream. If you wanted to have it, get your butt up and make it happen. If you wanted to have it, rise and grind.
You still got work to do. Stay on that basketball court. Stay on that football field. It's grind season, homie.
You know how you get good at business? You worry about your own fucking shit. You know how you get good at your job? You worry about your own fucking shit. You know how you get in good shape? You don't worry about how many reps the other motherfucker in the gym is doing. You worry about how many reps you're fucking doing. If you're going to run a business, do you think I sit in the fucking back room and talk to my key guys about what everybody else is doing? No, I don't fucking care. I don't care what anybody else is doing. I care what we're doing. I care if we're making the calls. I care if we're providing value. I care if we're making the best products. I don't give a fuck.
if anybody else is doing that. I care if we're doing that. And you know what? That's how you become a leader. That's how you become the industry leader.
You should be grinding and you looking at the score. The score is what it is. The score ain't about to change because you looked at it. Keep playing the game. Keep grinding. Keep working. And that other stuff will take care of itself.
And let me tell you something. I don't know if I'm number one or not, and I won't know. I won't go look at that list. Why? Because I'm too busy grinding. And some of you should be busy practicing, and you staring at yourself in the mirror. And many of you cannot get to your level of success. You cannot get to dominance because you are worried about everything that's coming in your ear, guys. You got to learn to kill the noise. Who cares what they say? Dominance. Who cares what they think? Dominance. Listen to me. Nothing succeeds like success. You want to kill your haters? You want to shut them down? You want to kill the noise? Nothing succeeds like success. And I'm telling you, if you can learn to kill the noise and dominate your space, your lane, stay in your lane and dominate your lane, I'm telling you, not only will you compete, not only will you dominate, but you, my friend, will lead a dynasty. I dare you to dominate. I challenge you to find your space, stay in your space, and create something in your space that has never been created before. Control your lane. I dare you to believe in your uniqueness.
Are you making yourself better? Are you making yourself worse? Are you moving forward or are you moving back? Are you making progress or are you stagnating? Every little decision you make counts.
If you want to live a happy, healthy, successful life, you've got to pick to go through the pain now and enjoy the peace later.
Do not fall victim to the short-term gratification that is whispering in your ear, telling you 5 more minutes is fine. You can sleep in. You can eat that just this once. You can take the day off. You deserve to take a break. Shut that voice down. If you do what is easy, your life will be hard. But if you do what is hard, your life will be easy.
Your habits are the building blocks of your life. It's what you do every single day that matters more than anything. Doing things that are a break from your routine are gonna require force. So you have to force yourself to be uncomfortable. Get out of your head. Get out of your feelings. Your feelings are screwing you over. If you listen to how you feel, you'll never get it because you'll never feel like doing it.
Decide you'll do it no matter what. Commit yourself to the regime. You get up when you're supposed to get up. You study when you're supposed to study. You go to the gym when you're supposed to go to the gym. You work when you're supposed to work. You do whatever it is you told yourself you were gonna do.
You gotta take control and tell your brain where you wanna go and what you wanna do. Because if you don't, you will always be a loser.
You gotta decide that you're gonna do something and you gotta do it every day of the fucking week.
The problem with some of you, you just hope that good stuff is gonna happen to you. You gotta get up and make shit happen.
You guys don't have unlimited time here.
The world isn't gonna stop and time isn't gonna stop. Guess what? That's the way life is. You don't have enough time. You gotta make time.
Those at the top who become the best, they don't let too many terrible days create negative momentum for themselves. They're obsessed about stacking great, productive days back to back to back to back because they know if you do that, the level of momentum created after a year, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years of doing this becomes so massive that you start creating automatic wins based on your daily routines.
Because it's not easy for you to continuously have a packed schedule day after day after day after day after day without you winning.
All in is not 50%. All in is not 60 hours a week. All in is not I worked a Saturday twice a month. All in is not I missed one birthday party. All in is all fucking in. You better learn to get really, really used to being uncomfortable because nothing great comes from a position of comfort. Everything worthwhile, everything that matters, everything that is great comes from being in a position of uncomfortable.
You just begin. You do the math. You solve one problem and you solve the next one.
Whatever drama you may be dealing with, this is not the end of you. No matter what it is not the end. You can't quit now.
I hope you know that our world wants to put some labels on you. Our world wants to try and tell you who you are. But you can't listen to the world. You can't have a faith that's dictated by the world. You gotta have a faith that dictates this world. The enemy's gonna try to label you. You're a loser. You're a failure. Your past is too big. But you better know who you are.
You, me, or nobody is gonna hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done. Now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth. But you gotta be willing to take the hits and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you wanna be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that.
You need to hear this loud and clear. You need to get this in your spirit, because I don't know what you're walking through, but some of you right now, you are in a tough season. An event has happened, and something's happened, and maybe you have failed. But I want to remind you that failure is not final. It's formative. Don't quit. Keep the faith. Move forward. Never, never, never give up.
You are not a victim, so stop talking like it. Stop acting like it.
It's your trial. It's your tribulation that's going to get you out your comfort zone. It's your trial. It's your tribulation that's going to take you to the next level. So listen to me. It ain't no shame in thinking about quitting. It ain't no shame. It ain't no shame in getting tired. It's no shame in feeling burnt out. It's no shame. But the trick is, say to yourself, I got to rethink it and get this thought out of my mind. Why? Because the shame is in quitting. So if you thought about it, ain't nothing wrong with that. But whatever you do, don't let that thought become a reality.
You see, the fight's not over if you've been knocked down. It's only over if you quit. If you make the decision to get up one more time, I'm telling you, you will win the fight.
What is the common denominator of failure? Why are you failing? You never say, because of me. Oh, it's the competition. It's the economy. It's the president. If you wake up tomorrow morning and blame your failure on someone or something else, you have no reason to change, do you? But if you woke up in the morning and looked in the mirror and said, I am failing because of me, if you look in the mirror tomorrow and say that, you will change. Because nobody likes thinking of themselves as a failure.
You must be very intentional and deliberate. You're not going to wake up one day and find a law degree. You're going to have to work for it.
And your problem is, you wake up on Monday and you might be strong, but by Wednesday, you're not intentional and deliberate. You are hoping that the best is going to happen to you, and the best never happens to you. You got to be intentional and deliberate, whether you're making money or not making money. You got to decide that you're going to do something, and you got to do it every Monday, every Tuesday, every Wednesday, every Thursday. The problem with some of you in this room, you're not intentional and deliberate. You're a good person that just hopes the good stuff is going to happen to you.
There is no tomorrow. There is no tomorrow. We don't get this again. We don't get this again. The clock runs too fast. That's why we got to savor these moments. So stay right now.
Take advantage of today. Tomorrow might not exist. Tomorrow, yes, if it comes, great. If tomorrow comes, it's a gift. What we have is a blessing of today. But today happens.
They print money. They don't print time. They don't print opportunities. You can lose money and get it back. You can't get time back. You can't get experiences back. Average people focus on money. The greats focus on time, because I can't get my time back.
And you're too slow. You're too casual. You think too much. You need to get in a hurry. The separator is going to be who takes massive action quickly.
Every action has an equal and opposite reaction. One action will be sitting on the fucking couch, stagnant. You put your body in motion. You will remain in motion. Your mind's in motion. Everything's in motion. And when everything's in motion, what happens? You give birth to new opportunities.
You keep negotiating the price you're paying. Man, all the work I'm putting in, it's not paying off. I don't see my family as much. I gotta do all this. You start negotiating it all the time, and it's sapping all your damn energy. Successful people don't negotiate price, they negotiate worth. Could this be worth it to me to pay this? And once you decide it's worth it to win, it's worth it to be somebody, the negotiation stops.
All of you have extraordinary capabilities. All of you. You have to decide if you are willing to do the things to put you in that category.
We know life is rough, and we know there will be pain, and whether that pain is at the hands of an enemy or at the hands of nature or time or disease, there will be pain. That's the way life is.
You have been disappointed over and over and over again, and every time you try, nobody notices. And every time you try, you come up short. Sickness is cyclical. It comes around, it goes around. You're well for a little while, and then it's the same thing all over again, but this time it's only worse. Because now, not only are you back where you started, but you have less hope that it is ever going to be different, because you've cycled through it one more time just to realize, well, I guess I'm just a cynical person. Well, I guess I'm just a negative person. I guess nobody in my family was meant to go to college. Sickness becomes normal to you, and it starts to be easier for you to just accept the condition than to challenge it. Because to challenge the condition means to risk disappointment. And some of us have tried, got blocked, tried, got blocked, tried, got blocked. And now people see you and they assume that you don't care. No, I care. I cared, and I cared so much, but they didn't care back. And I tried so hard, and I still got looked over. And don't you know it's hard when your expectation has been damaged by disappointment? It's a slow damage. It's a slow tearing of the muscle fibers. It's a slow deterioration of your hope by disappointment. It is not one event that creates it. It's over and over. I tried, and I tried, and I smiled, and I stayed, and I disciplined, and I showed up, and I didn't care. And the man has finally gotten to a place where he is tired.
See, life is rough, ladies and gentlemen. It's rough. Things that's going to happen to you in life, ladies and gentlemen, make it okay. I can change how I respond to it. I can become upset, nervous, tense about it, weak about it, or I can say, it's okay. Don't go through life feeling like you're powerless. Victims are people that are powerless. You're not powerless. You are powerful. You direct the power in your life. Whatever your life is right now, it is a duplication of your consciousness. It's a result of how you have decided to use your power. That's all it is. That's not who you are. That's just a perverted use of your power that you aren't satisfied with. And you've got the power to change that. But you don't know what has happened to me. It really doesn't matter what has happened to you. See, the only thing that really matters is, what are you going to do about it? That's all that matters. That's all that matters. That no matter what you do to me, how cold and callous you are to me, lack of compassion, lack of sensitivity, how cruel you might be to me, you're not going to change me.
There are some things that I went through this year that I didn't like. There are some things that I went through this year that hurt. They hurt like hell. I'm not saying that I would have chosen them if I had had the opportunity. But now that I've been through it, there is something that I learned through what I went through that made me who I am. There's a purpose for it. I'm not a hostage.
You have to make a decision that every experience is my education, and I'm going to discover the opportunity for me to grow and for me to get better.
You got to make a decision. What's the decision? Now we're at the moment. The clock is ticking. Is it the decision to finally get serious? Is it the decision to stop worrying about what people think? What's the decision? Right now, what is it? Be honest with yourself. It's sitting right in front of you. What's the decision? What have you been hesitating on? What are you afraid of? Face it. Right now, what do you need to decide? I don't know what it is for you, but I know this. It's only a thought if you don't take an action. The difference between a thought and a decision is an action. You will have really decided if within this next hour you took some step towards it. Something. Something you do that you follow up with the action to make it real. Because you've been burying your dreams all your damn life. And guess what? You keep thinking you're waiting for the right time. Let me tell you something. You keep burying those dreams. The longer you wait, the harder they are to find. It's time you dig those things out right now and find them and put them right in front of you again and go chase.
We are going to be aggressive, and that's got to be your default mode. The good deals that you think are going to come to you in the world, they're not going to come knocking on your door. You got to go out and make them happen.
So put in the work. Put in the reps. It might take 10 reps, 20 reps, 30, 100 reps. It might take 1,000. Who cares? Just put in the rep. Put in the rep. Put in the rep. And keep putting in the rep. And after you keep putting the reps, put in some more reps. Then give me another rep. Give me a rep. Give me a rep. Give me a rep. If you put in the reps and you put in enough
reps and you make the sacrifices, you will wake up one day and that rep will turn into a reward. So shut up and put in the rep.
If you are intentional and deliberate every single day, if you do a little, you're going to wake up one day and your dreams are going to be a reality.
I got tired of losing. I got tired of coming up short. I got tired. I got tired of eating out of trash cans. I got tired of watching everybody else graduate. I got tired of seeing people ride first class. I got to go all the way to the back. I got tired. I hate it as much as you hate it. But the problem is, I want it more than you want it.
I got tired of giving 70 and 80% and not living the way I want to live. I see other people winning and I'm not winning, and I want to be a winner, and I'm tired, and I got tired, y'all. So I did something about it. I woke up every day and started grinding. I was tired.
You got to get tired of losing.
And what I discovered was that you don't have to be born in a certain family. You don't have to have a certain socioeconomic status. It only takes one thing to get what you see other people have that you want, and it's called effort.
You out of place. You don't belong there. You are royal priesthood. You don't belong at the bottom, and it's time for you to get your butt from down there. It's time for you to stop being comfortable at the bottom. Get your butt up and get to where you're supposed to be. Get your butt up. You are royal priesthood. Get where you belong. Do what you're supposed to do. Live like you're supposed to live. You are an embarrassment to the kingdom. You are a royal priesthood. Act like it. You gotta get this beast mode. You gotta embody beast mode. Everything about you has to say, I ain't playing. If it's to have, I'm gonna get it. And I ain't leaving none of it behind. It's mine.
Stop thinking, worrying, looking over your shoulder, hoping for some easy way out. And just do.
How desperate are you for what you want? You want it as bad as breathing? Do you want it as bad as anything you ever wanted in your life? And if you calibrate it at the highest enough levels, what I found is the people that are the hungriest, they find a way. When you're desperate, you find reserves and reservoirs of ideas, talents, and a strength that you don't know you have when you find yourself in a desperate situation.
Either you get knocked down, you get back up, and you get back up, and you get back up, and you continue to push against the wall. Because you believe in the purpose. You find value in it. That was Michael Jordan. He said, I failed over and over and over and over again. I failed. And that's why I succeeded.
I don't care how good you are. I don't care how talented you are. I don't care how much you work on yourself. There are some times when things aren't going to go right. There are times when anything that can happen will happen.
Life happens. The unexpected. The uncalled for. The unintentional. We've been damaged emotionally, damaged spiritually.
It may be your business. It may be your heart that is broken today. It may be the number in your bank account that is screaming, you are broke. It is staying with the breaking that produces the blessing. It is not what you go through that determines where you end up. It's who you listen to. Because I think right now, you are walking through a valley between two voices. One is wisdom, one is worry. One is gratitude, one is grumbling. One is blame, one is faith.
Because every time you break, and in every way that you break, while it's a chance for you to give up and for you to fall apart, but there's also opportunity to get stronger and get smarter and get faster and get tougher and get more stable and get more resilient and get better.
What I need you to do is I need you to find a reason to keep going. And if you can find a reason to keep going, I know you're strong enough to do it because you're human. And every human has what it takes to get past whatever they're going through if they decide to push through it. Push through it. Tragedy and trials come to everybody. Only the strong survive.
I need you to look at that sickness that's going on in your life right now, whatever it is. I want you to say, I can beat it. I can beat it. I will beat it. I must. I got a family to live for. I ain't through yet. My life ain't over yet. There's some things in life you don't need no degree for. You don't need no money for it. You don't need no support for it. There's something in life you just gonna get through when you tell yourself, I'm gonna get through this.
And I'm not retreating. I'm not running. I don't care what they say on paper. I don't care if you say we outnumbered. We live by this and we die by this. We don't retreat. We don't run. We gonna stand, we gonna live, and we gonna die by what we stand for, and everybody gonna know what we represent and what we're a part of.
I got staying power. I got staying power.
Be encouraged today. That no matter what you've walked through, no matter how broken your marriage is, no matter how many times you failed,
there is within you a spirit that is greater than whatever is going on around you.
If you would be willing to fight your way through this battle, fight your way through cancer, fight your way through that academic struggle, fight your way through divorce, fight your way through it. If you are willing to fight your way through that singing career, fight your way through boxing, fight your way through football, I'm telling you, at the end of the fight is going to come victory.
When everybody is against you or don't believe in you no more, it's a lonely feeling. Oh, it hurts very badly. I know what that's like. They look at you with that look and say, why don't you try something else? Why don't you give up?
Get away from these people that's in your life that ain't doing nothing. Get away from people in your life that's hating. Get away from them. Get away from them. If you take an oak tree seed and you put it in a 2-foot pot, that seed will never become the oak tree that oak trees are capable of becoming, because it's gonna get stifled by the 2-foot pot. Now check this out. Ain't nothing wrong with the seed. Seed just fell prey to the environment. Don't you allow your environment to dictate the oak tree that you become.
And that's why every true leader, they're called weird, they're called eccentric. When you do the things of real leadership, you're going to be called strange. Get strong enough in your own skin that when people laugh at you or when they throw stones at you, you keep on going.
I respect any motherfucker that wakes up every day and work their ass off to live their life and lifestyle. Clubbing, partying, hanging out, that ain't for me. I'm gonna be out here running in the hot sun, practicing. While everybody else is clubbing and hanging out, you got your focus right.
Don't expect people to understand you. Don't expect it to make sense to anybody why you've got to do this, why you have got to go, why you leave. This is a good job. I'm going. They pay you well. I'm going. Why? I don't understand. You don't have to. I'm going for me. This is something I have got to do.
How are you going to make it? I don't know, but I will. The universe responds to the man or woman that refuses to be denied, because that is your commitment. That business that you want, that book you want to write, that dream that you have of controlling your destiny, that is yours. That's available to you. But you've got to be willing to stand there and face disappointment, not have support, be lonely, doubt yourself sometimes, be rejected again and again and again, become bankrupt if necessary, again and again and again, and refuse to turn around until life gives it up.
Life will always be, to a large extent, what you make it, not what circumstances will make of it, not what other people will make of it, not what other people say it will be, not what the environment will try and dictate to you, but what you make of your life. So when you're uncommon, get ready for the criticism. When you're uncommon, get ready for the opposition. When you're uncommon, get ready for the common people not to understand you.
If I decided to experience the fear of rejection, the fear of no, the fear of failure, the fear of standing by myself, the fear of people not liking me, what else is available? Of taking a chance, a fear of losing it all. What else is available to me?
Resources, time, money, network we don't have. When you look at the most powerful and effective people in history, we're never the problem. They didn't have the resources, but they got them. How do people get resources when they don't have them? The answer is they're resourceful. The ultimate resource is resourcefulness. That's what makes someone successful. And here's what's great about resourcefulness. Who has it within them? Who? Every human being. But the question is whether you access it or not. If you're creative enough, can you find an answer to the problem? Yes or no? If you're determined enough, can you find the money that you don't have? Can you find it? Yes or no? If you care enough and get other people to care with you, can you get them to help you? Yes or no? If you are bold enough, if you're strong enough, if you're disciplined enough, can you get yourself to do things other people cannot find a way to do? Yes or no? See, the ultimate resource is resourcefulness. But the minute you forget that, you come up with a story that goes, I don't have the money, I don't have the time, I can't do it, it's too far away. That's what's going to kill you.
Most people don't ever make it where they want to go because they give themselves mental outs. And a lot of people who have resources, they have other choices. They can say, oh, this is fucking hard, so they quit. They can say, oh, this business doesn't make enough money, so they quit. When you don't have any other option but to succeed, your chances of success are pretty fucking good. You have to try and put yourself in positions where your back is against the wall, guys, because when your fucking back is against the wall, that's when you're gonna fucking fight.
It's one thing to be hungry. It's another thing when you're starving for greatness and starving for success. My back is up against this motherfucker every day, and I gotta go that way. And I don't give a who is in front of me. They're not gonna stop me.
Put yourself in a position where you can't retreat, where it's do or die, sink or swim. Here's what you find out. You'll develop incredible swimming skills. You'll find yourself stroking unlike you've ever seen before. Through the inspiration of desperation, you'll become more creative than ever before. Throw your whole self into it. All you can do is all you can do. And all you can do is enough. But make sure you do all you can do. So as we look at the future, we can decide that from this day forward, as I look at all the dimensions of my life, looking at myself mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, I'm going to do all I can do to develop me, to bring my talent out here, to make a contribution to life.
You gotta get this beast mode. You gotta embody beast mode. Everything about you has to say, I ain't playing. If it's to have, I'm gonna get it. And I ain't leaving none of it behind. It's mine. Beast mode. You better run. And you better run fast. Cause your boy ET, I'm coming to get it. I'm coming to get it. I'm coming to get it.
Life is gonna give everybody a bad hand. No one's gonna leave here without being tried in life. Adversity makes the strong stronger or the weak weaker.
But how do you keep going? Why do you keep going?
What is it that will make it worth it for you? When you want to give up and things are working against you, to face the rejections.
What makes you get up when you fall down? What makes your mentality change if there's a great situation or there's a bad situation? How do you dictate that based off the level of pain? Because I think that's what we're getting in trouble in.
That's why many are called, but few are chosen. Because everybody won't get the beat down. Everybody's not willing to face rejection. Everybody won't take the controversy. Everybody won't take the heat. Everybody won't hold themselves to a higher standard.
Because see, pain is tricky. Because if you don't control pain, it'll control you. And until you learn how to figure it out, until you learn how to tap it on the back and say, I know you there, but I'm built to deal with you.
Make a declaration to yourself. Declare all-out war that you're going to get out of this rut. I'm bigger than this. I got me here. I can get me out of this. And I'm getting out. I'm not going to be a volunteer victim. I'm not going to let this get me down. I'm not going to let this destroy me. I'm coming back.
We must find a way to push through pain because there's something greater on the other side of it.
Life gonna whip your butt. Life is gonna bully you. Stop whining. Stop crying. Nobody cares. Be demanding. Let it hit you, but don't let it pump you.
All I'm saying is don't quit. I didn't say don't rest. I didn't say don't recover. I said don't quit. Mentally, you ain't got to take off. Mentally, you can stay connected.
No matter how bad it is or how bad it gets, I'm going to make it. I can. I
will, I must be demanding.
You must have patience and engage in consistent action.
Even if no one else believes that you can do it, even if the odds are stacked against you, even if your chances of survival are slim to none, say to yourself, no matter how bad it is or how bad it gets, I'm going to make it.
Go get your doggone stuff, and don't let nobody tell you no. You go get your stuff, and you go get all your stuff, because God gave you that stuff, and they don't have a right to take it from you.
In spite of what's going on right now, in spite of the hardships that we've experienced, it's worth my going at it with everything in me. It's worth giving it every fiber of my being to bring it into reality, to express who I am. I got to sing the song I'm supposed to sing. I got to do the work I'm supposed to do. It's possible you can have it, in spite of where you are right now. That's not important. And it's necessary that you go at it with everything in you. You don't take it lightly. You go at it, and you take responsibility for making it happen. And you own up to the fact it's going to be hard. So what? I'll do it hard. Sometimes you might be defeated, but to you, it's worth it.
Don't shun the no. Every no, you take the no and you recycle it. You hold on to it. You embrace every no, and you let each no make you callous to no. You get so strong that when you hear no, it turns you on.
And for many of you, you have robbed yourself of a full life because you don't want to deal with crises, because they're uncomfortable, and because you're timid and passive, you run from them. There's going to be some scars. The scars going to come. You might as well get blessed by the scars. They're going to come. There's going to be scars. There's going to be defects. There's going to be problems. You running from the blessing. There's going to be scars. This is earth. There's going to be some hiccups. We're going to take some L's. We're going to get hurt. We're going to cry.
We all go through it. You think you're the only one? You think you're special? Some of you, though, you let your pain fuck you. You let your pain make you quit.
I'm telling you, do me a favor. Just don't let it break you. If you get past it, on the other side of it, is going to be phenomenal.
I don't want to go through this process, but nevertheless, take me through the fire.
And there are those of you, you were this close, but you compromised. You let your feelings get the best of you. And you let a little pain stop you from your dream. Girl, you was there. You was running your business. You were there. I didn't quit because people didn't understand. I worked harder, but people didn't support me.
You better grind,
because if you don't, you'll be stuck at that adversity for the rest of your life. Whatever it is, you'll be stuck there. Why don't I get something for us? You ain't gotta have the best head in life. You ain't gotta start with the two-parent background. You ain't gotta start with wealth. You ain't gotta start with your parents graduated. It's not the hand that you dealt. It's how you play your hand.
When people die, or people get sick, or something happens in your life, if all you're doing it for is a car and a house, that can stop you. But if you're doing it for your mom, for your siblings, for your family, for your community, nothing can stop you. You cannot be broken. When you have an intrinsic goal, when you're doing it because you value it, when you're doing it because you can, when you're doing it because it represents who you are, when it's internal, nothing can stop you.
When people look at you, do they think excuses? When people look at you, do they think victory? When people look at you, do they think that's a person that's going to give me everything they got, not on some days, but on every day, and it's not going to be predicated upon if I feel like it? Because I think we all know if we only worked on the days when we felt like it, none of us would get much accomplished. I'm talking about the real level of commitment, not the commitment that falls in line if everything goes right. I'm speaking of the commitment that says, I am going to stay true to what I said I would do long after the mood that I've set it in has left.
See, most people, ladies and gentlemen, are stoppable. Most people, all you have to do is tell them no. All you have to do is make it inconvenient for them. All you have to do is make it difficult for them, and they're stopped. See, when you go to get your goal, don't think that all you have to do is think positive and everything's going to work out okie-dokie for you. When you go to get your goal, you are sending a telegram to Murphy's Law to visit you personally.
You thought you was just going to have a dream and a goal, and you were just going to wake up and just walk into the sunset. You're like, dream, boom. It don't work like that. You have a dream, and then life punks you. Life punks you and say, do you really want this? You're going to lose friends. Do you really want this? Do you really want this? Cousins gonna abandon you. People that you used to be like this with gonna think you bougie and don't wanna deal with you. It's a part of it, but I paid too much.
If I was going to quit, I would have quit in the abandoned building when I wanted to commit suicide and take my life. I should have quit when I heard my voice say, your mama don't want you, your daddy don't want you, take your life. I got through that. So why I'm going to quit over an app on a grave? Come on. And so I'm telling y'all, you have come too far to quit now. You have invested too much to quit now. You have lost too much to quit now. Don't cry about it. Don't whine about it. Get a reward for your pain.
And so by being committed to everything that I started, I finished it. It built a certain type of spirit. It built a certain type of mentality. It built a certain type of individual. And so now I couldn't quit even if I wanted to. I couldn't stop even if I wanted to. I had too much sweat equity in my life and everything that I was doing.
You're too close to quit now. You gotta take another lap. You gotta take another lap, because you never know. This might be the one. You can't stop because you're tired. You can't stop because you got your feelings hurt. You gotta take another lap. Keep walking, keep walking, keep walking. You're gonna make it. You're gonna do it. You got an unstoppable fire. Come on, take another lap. Don't you stop. Don't stop walking.